The art of hand weaving and hand spinning has been enjoyed within the Omaha community for generations. The Omaha Weavers and Spinners Guild is currently celebrating their 75th anniversary. The Omaha Weavers and Spinners Guild was founded in 1950 by Cornelia and William Nelson. The pair were both hand weavers and taught classes on weaving at the Jocelyn Art Museum in the late 1940s. It was during this time that the Nelsons got the idea to form a guild, which was joined by many of their original students. Hand weaver Lena Bentley joined the guild in the 1970s. Shortly after college, Bentley visited a shop in the Old Market with hand-woven items for sale. Inspired, she asked the shopkeeper for the name of a local hand weaver she could learn from. Bentley was given Cornelia's name.
And so in 1976, 77, I took lessons from Cornelia, and that's how I learned to weave. When you took lessons from Cornelia, it was strongly suggested that you become a member of the guild. And it's been a wonderful experience because for me, it's an automatic group of friends who love doing what you love doing.
Throughout the years, the guild has remained a steadfast artistic presence within the Omaha community. Today, the guild continues to operate on encouraging the process of learning or honing the skills of hand weaving and hand spinning. Through educational programs and community outreach, guild members often appear at schools, museums, or other public spaces to present their expertise. Each year, often in the spring, the guild also hosts a workshop taught by members of the guild or a known expert in the field. One of the guild's bigger demonstrations they do is the Sheep to Shawl. Their most recent Sheep to Shawl demonstration was held at the Durham Western Heritage Museum in October 2024 as one of the first events of their anniversary celebration. The guild brings both raw and washed sheep fiber for guests to handle.
And then we had several spinners spinning the fiber into yarn, and then they had two weavers to weave that into cloth. We had extra people doing the carding ahead of time. And we had, I think, five spinners and two weavers to get the projects done.
The guild meets monthly from September through May. Guild meetings include a speaker, either somebody outside of the guild or a member, who shares something interesting with the group. Afterwards, business within the guild is discussed alongside any news or information for the members. At the end, guild members present their new work.
And that is where we each show what we did since the last meeting. And that's inspirational. It's fun. We torment each other when people don't brag adequately about their quality of work.
The Weavers and Spinners Guild will be returning to the Jocelyn Art Museum to celebrate their 75th anniversary.
One of the things I've been putting together is some of the past members who passed away, but still had a big contribution in our organization. And if I have samples of their work, so I've got a little bio about some of the past members. And that'll be fun too, because over the years, it's a different kind of product.
The event will be held on March 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the museum's community room. A presentation of the guild's history and accomplishments will be included. Members will also hold demonstrations for the public, as well as bring work to be displayed. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.